Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nice to have you with us again. I am Doug Llewellyn, and we are excited because Renee Murata is back with us again. She's been having a series of conversations with us here on CUTV News Radio. She is so hard to pigeonhole because this lady does so much and has done so much. She's best described as an entrepreneur. She's a consultant. She's an engineer. She's a wife, a mother, and she's a grandmom. And she is also the chief executive officer and the owner of a firm called Risk Integrity Safety Knowledge. She's the owner of CEO Essence, which is a coaching firm for women where she helps other women based on the fact that she has had so much executive experience in her career. Among other things, she's an experienced hazard and risk assessment consultant. She has provided technical expertise and management to the petroleum, environmental, and electrical engineering firms, and she's also provided guidance to onshore facilities in China and throughout the United States. And today, we're going to be discussing a whole new venture for her, which is one you would not believe would be something she would do, but she has developed a fashion line. How about that? This is one that is really worth exploring, and I'm fascinated by this. So it's a pleasure to welcome Renee Murata back to our lines here on CUTV News Radio. Just say good morning, Renee. How are you? Renee, by the way, is based in Texas. She's in Spring near Houston, Texas. So good morning, and how are you today, Renee?
I'm doing great, Doug. How are you doing?
I'm good. As I said before, you present a challenge for me. How's the best way to describe you and what you do? And how have you done all of this in your career? And you're now a grandmom and you're raising two grandchildren. Bless your heart, my dear. You have done so much and good for you. But
thank you.
I don't know where you got the idea to start a fashion line. I mean, this is serious. I mean, we're not kidding. You've launched a partnership with, now most people won't know this name. I don't know the name. Salvatore Laureano. He worked for Oscar de la Renta and John Galliano in their design houses, and he is known for designing premier event gowns like you see the stars wear at the Oscars, etc. Tell me a little bit about where this whole idea came from with you. Okay?
Okay, so it started with a conversation. So Salvatore is a Brazilian designer. He actually is a friend of the family, and I had not met him myself, but he's a friend of the Brazilian side of my family. And so I was talking to him because I'm 6 foot tall. It's very difficult for me to find clothes that fit me properly. And I asked him, gee, would you be willing to design a couple of long sleeve blouses for me? And so the combination of what we ended up with was just fantastic. I loved the blouses so much. And he came to me and says, hey, would you be interested in a partnership? And so it started off just simply along those lines.
When he said a partnership, what do you think he had in mind at that point?
So, you know, he already had the designs in place. Well, I shouldn't say that. Sitting and working with Salvatore is an interesting experience because he talks to you about who you are as a person. And so as I was sitting there in this conversation with him when he was designing the blouses, he kind of took who I am and was able to personify that on a piece of paper and say, okay, what about this design for these blouses? And so then we started talking about, okay, what kind of material, what kind of color would it be? And so the combination of his vision and my vision, it ended up being this just gorgeous two-tone blouse. And we worked really well together, and we could see things in a manner that other people couldn't necessarily grasp who he is. And so I think it was a matter of he would end up doing the designs. I would kind of fine tune it with the colors and maybe tweak it a little bit because he really wanted to create something that was an executive line. It's something he's always wanted to do and just never had an opportunity to do before. So when I then went back to Brazil for another trip, sat down, he had like 3 suitcases of designs that he's designed over the years that he was like, look at what this is what comes out of my head all of the time. You know, so he's all the time designing, even though he'd kind of gotten pigeonholed into Oscar gowns and bridal gowns, he still saw all of the stuff in his head. Slacks and jackets and blouses and even, you know, bathing suits. I mean, the man just has so much coming out of his head all of the time. It's amazing to sit and watch him work.
Do you think the fact that you were, as you pointed out, you're 6 foot tall, you're kind of tall, it's difficult for you sometimes to find what you're looking for fashion-wise, especially in blouses. Was it the fact that you were tall that first sparked this idea in him, in his mind, or the fact that you really come from the business world? You're a CEO, you're a female CEO, and this is not an area that he's dealt with professionally. He deals with movie stars and things like that, you know.
Right.
And celebrities.
Well, I think it's a combination thereof. You know, he's definitely already had a lot of those designs in place. I mean, some of the designs that he handed me come from 2008, 2013. I mean, he dates everything he does, signs and dates everything. So he had things that he'd been designing for years. He just didn't have a person in place that could help him get it from paper to final product. He didn't have that CEO, as you stated, that could say, okay, well, then we need to, these are the next steps. Here's the design piece. Now what's the next step? The next step is, well, I didn't even know what the next step was at that point because I had never been in the fashion business.
You're not in the fashion industry. You're not from, you're not in that arena. You would think he would have approached somebody, you know, in the garment industry in New York rather than a chemical engineer. It just seems strange when you really think about it. But good for you. So anyway, what's happening now? Have you formed a business? Are you going to have your own line of clothing, or what's going to happen out of all this? What do you think? Anyway?
So, well, right now the plan is that we do have a business set up. It's actually set up in both the U.S. and in Brazil. So that first stage is there, and so there's been a lot of research as finding a firm that can both develop from a piece of paper to an actual design. Wearable design is harder than I imagined it would be.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there's that. And then finding a firm that could then take, once you have that pattern in place, can take that pattern and make it in multiple sizes, multiple colors, multiple whatever, and in the quantities that we want or need. You know, so putting all those pieces in place has taken time. Then it's the material, right? Finding the sources of material that are sources that I'm happy with or comfortable with. And types of material that I'm happy with and comfortable with, and getting that right marriage in place it's time consuming, and there's been more involved than I anticipated, but it's been an interesting, fun, exciting adventure to work on.
I would think it would be absolutely fascinating to work on this. But what you're talking about, this is what goes on all the time up in those offices in the canyons, in the garment mm-hmm. industry in New York around 7th Avenue. People are
right.
constantly thinking, what kind of fabric would be good for this, for that design? Where are we going to get it made, you know? And you guys are, well, you're green in this industry, and it's a huge, huge learning curve for you, I would think. But what's
yes.
fun? You know, what's fun?
Yeah, it is. It is. It has been a steep learning curve for me, and it has been for him as well. Because yes, he did work for Versace, and he did work for, you know, whomever else he's worked for. He has been doing this for 35, 40 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the designer. And so I think that was the piece that was, for me, the biggest learning curve is understanding that just because he can design doesn't mean he had all those other pieces in place or even knew how to maneuver through all of those other pieces. And so that has been a learning experience for me. Now, I have found those people. I have now been able to lean on those people that know those kinds of things and have the ins and outs of that kind of industry. But we wanted to produce in Brazil, that's where he is, so there was some quality control, somebody there who could manage that, right? He could see it, he could walk in and say, no, this isn't how I envisioned it. I want it to change here, here, and here. And so we needed to find a place in Brazil where that stuff could be produced and made. And so it has taken some time. As far as the material types, you know, he has a definite vision of what materials he's thinking of. But when he approached me, I said, look, I want materials that are user-friendly but also ecologically friendly. And so there was a learning curve for him because he works in the very exclusive world of, you know, Oscar gowns and bridal gowns. And so the materials that they use for that is very different than what you would use for a jacket that I'm going to wear at a business dinner or a business meeting, right? So
it's been a
fun project to work on, and I'm really enjoying it, but there's been some learning for both of us.
Off the top of my head, do you think there is a lack of these kind of fashions available on the market today? I mean, obviously you've had some difficulties finding some things, but How do you feel about that?
Less so than even 5 years ago. So even in the last 5 years, there have been more opportunity. However, for a 6-foot-tall woman, it's still very challenging. And I was talking with somebody just this week, as a matter of fact, who is also almost 6 foot tall. I was like, when is it coming out? Because you know, I was wearing a pair of slacks that had a cuff on it, which for most women is a luxury. For me, to have a pair of slacks that has a cuff on it is almost impossible to find. She's like, where did you get that? Because we normally have to drop them out of our slacks, you know, which for a lot of women out there, they're going to be like, okay, well, that's, you know, whatever. But for those of us who never get to wear slacks with cuffs, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And still wear heels, right? So I was in a pair of heels and had a cuff, and they were long enough for me. And so it seems, I'm sure to a lot of men, it would seem really silly because your slacks are, you know, based on length, right? They're sized differently than for a woman.
Right.
So it is a big deal. It is, like I said, I'm finding more of the materials that I like, but it's short sleeves or in a capri pant. I'm still having a difficult time finding things for me and the materials that I like and the colors that I like in a length that fits. There have been times that I've just bought something just because it fit me right. It's not exactly what I would wear. It's not exactly my style. But, you know, when you don't have much choice out there, you're kind of stuck with it.
Boy, oh boy. Does this mean that most of your fashions are going to be designed for tall women like you? Or will you spread the line to include, you know, women of average height as well?
We will include, of course, women of average height, but we will start with a tall design and then scale it down rather than an average height and scale it up. Now, I can purchase on occasion, some of the brands out there have a tall version of things, and even those, I have a 36-inch inseam, which for a woman is pretty, even for a woman, that's a pretty long inseam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if I'm not wearing heels, and I'm often in a 4-inch heel. So for me to find slacks is, like I said, virtually impossible. So we will absolutely design for somebody who is my height and then scale it down.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. Is there not someone out there in the fashion industry that designs stuff for tall women? I mean, they're big and tall stores for men. Are there not for women?
Really, really not. I mean, there are a couple of exclusive designers that do, but our intent is to, we want to make these affordable as well. You know, so I'm in a position where now at this point in my life I can afford the designer brands. However, I wasn't always in that position, and so I really struggled with finding things. So we would like to be able to offer the designer quote brand and links for a non-designer price. And so that is, there really isn't anyone out there that I have found yet that with, even though they may have a tall length, it's still not tall enough, it's still not long enough for me. And it seems like there should be, and on occasion I get really lucky and I'm like, yes, I found a pair.
Yeah.
But
it's
a hit or miss. And even the talls are a hit or miss for me.
Wow. So when you shop, can you go into a normal department store like a Nordstrom or, you know, whatever, and find something there that to wear? Or is it a problem for you, even in a pretty sophisticated store like that?
Even in a Nordstrom, it's a problem for me. Even in a Nordstrom. And
well, if it's a problem
like
for
I said,
you,
most of the time what I'll do is I'll go and I look for a pant with a cuff, and I'll have the cuff dropped out. And that's how I end up with slacks from Nordstrom that are long enough for me.
And when you say dropped out, you mean cut down so that the fabric stays attached, but it's not folded up. Is that right?
Well, they unfold it or they drop out the underneath. They'll drop that cuff out. You'll have to see if there's enough material there for them to, you know, drop that out and make it long enough.
What a challenge.
It's a pain.
Yeah, it is a pain. I can understand this.
Uh-huh.
So the answer is start your own fashion line. I think this is great.
Let
me ask you about in Brazil, is there not much of a garment industry in Brazil?
Oh, there is. There is. It's just been very interesting right now. Brazil has been kind of in a bit of a turmoil. And so finding a place where we have the confidence that it's going to be sustainable has been our challenge.
Okay.
And so we finally have found a place where we believe this is going to be sustainable and the quality is going to be the quality that we both expect and that it's going to be affordable as well. So,
there are
several things that needed to be built. Yes.
Now, let me ask you about fabrics. What kind of fabrics are you talking about? I mean, cotton or what? What do you like?
Right.
Let's put it that way.
So it's really interesting. I really prefer to use like cottons and linens and lightweight wools.
Mm-hmm.
Except at the end of the day, a lot of those materials are they wrinkle, and so I end up with more like a blend. Perhaps with a little bit of material in it so that I don't, because I despise ironing. It's just
okay.
One of those things in life, right? I travel all of the time, and if I have to iron, I'm just not a happy person. So a material that has a little bit of a blend in it is something that I really like to work with and I like to wear. There's been a lot of looking for materials that are ecologically friendly. I want to be aware of the dye process that people use. You know, are they flushing it to the river, because if they are, then I can't work with that client, that company, because I just, my other business, risk, protects the people, the environment, and workers, right? So if I'm working now with a company that now flushes it into the river and they don't care about the environment, that just doesn't sit in integrity for me. So I have to look at that as well.
Let me ask you a couple of other things about the designs. Are these mostly going to be dressable, you know, dressy kinds of things for women like you who are going to, you know, meetings with other CEOs and boards of directors and things like that? Or is it going to be include casual wear? Talk to me a little bit about
it'll include casual wear. You know, because the business world has changed, I think, over the last, I know it has, right? So the business world has changed drastically. The three-piece suit is no longer a requirement. A tie is no longer a requirement in all of the environments. There are places where it is a requirement, places it's not. So business attire now does include casual attire. So it definitely will have the range of that, you know, from the casual to the dressier workplace, where you can go from the workplace then on into a dinner meeting if you need to. So that is the intent, is to have that range, definitely.
And what about colors? That's another thing that's important to think of. I mean, colors attract, you know, attract buyers. You're going to be, it's going to be bright colors. Is it all going to be, you know, dark business color stuff, suits that you're designing? How do you perceive that?
Colors are a funny thing, right? What looks good on one woman does not look good on another woman, even though she might like a color. I tend towards oranges, reds, and turquoisey kinds of colors. That's just what looks good on me. But then I turn around and I look at my sister, for example, and she looks really good in a blue or a pink kind of color. So having a variety of colors that go across that spectrum is important. And it will definitely be across the spectrum as well as darks versus lights, having a variety of things, having some of the prints. I'm not a print friendly person personally, but on the flip side, I have family members that love prints. So, you know, being aware of that and taking a look at what is around me, definitely I have paid attention the last year or so in what is out there and what seems to be popular and why. So it will not be a Renee-specific kind of line. It will be a woman-specific. So we will definitely be aware of those kinds of things.
And the name is it going to stick? RM Essence? Is that what these clothes are going to be, RM Essence? Or will there be some other brand?
I don't know. at this point, that's what we're talking about. He wanted to call it Renee Murata, and I was like, we're not doing that. So, he's funny. He's a true artist, you know, and all of the stereotypes that come with that, that is him, the quintessential artist. And so he's very, you know, he talks with his hands, he's very Latin with his body language. So it's very fun to work with him. And so I toned him down and said, okay, well, I'll do RM Essence, which is Renee Murata Essence, because he wants the essence of who I am. And I said, let's start with that and let's see how this plays out. And so that's kind of where it's sticking right now. Now, whether or not the actual line is called that, we'll see.
The other big thought here is marketing of all of this. That's a whole different ballgame of how you get them out on the market. Are you learning about that as well now?
So I do have somebody on staff that's what he has done for the last 25 years of his life. And so he's already building a marketing plan for us to get it going. We do have a website that is almost complete that also for online. So we have, you know, a two-prong, right? There's the dealing with the online presence, but also dealing with the shops, the exclusive shops. So that's being developed, and I put that in the very capable hands of Eric and Josh and let them kind of run with it. So, yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm thinking of the movie The Devil Wears Prada. How many times have you watched that movie?
I love that movie.
Yeah. Are you in that role? Is that you?
I guess that's me. I don't know.
Oh,
you know, once we have some pieces that we're ready to start rolling with, you know, it may very well be me.
Well, you know, I give you so much credit because this is so different from what you're doing and what you've done. I can't help but wonder, how is this affecting, you know, your involvement in your company Risk and your consultations with, you know, chemical companies and petroleum companies and things of that nature? Are you still as active in that arena now, or are you kind of focusing on your fashion line?
So, you know, at this point, it hasn't taken away from that. But my whole goal from the get-go with Risk was to have people in place that it could run with me kind of in the shadows. And so I have built that up, and, you know, I have a U.S. manager now. I have a Brazilian office manager now. And my marketing person works across both avenues, both continents. So I've worked to put myself in a position where I can be the executive and they can answer to me. Now, I still work with my clients. I still go on site. In fact, I was just on site last week working with one of my clients. And I still do that kind of work, and I will continue to do that kind of work because I enjoy it. But I have this last year and a half, maybe even as much as 2 years, I've done less of that because I've been building up CEO Essence, and I've been now working with RM Essence. So yeah, it's a balancing act for sure, in for all three companies. But it's been a very it's just been a very rewarding balancing act.
Not to skip the fact that you're also CEO Essence. You're an executive coach for women.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
If I were a woman looking for someone to help me in the field, and I was in a business executive role or whatever, boy, I would come to you in a heartbeat. You know, you want somebody with your kind of background and experience. Now, you would be a huge help. Plus, you're raising grandchildren. So, my God, I don't know how you do it. Okay. This is just too much. But before we get off, because we're running almost out of time, what is your guess as to when these fashions may show up on the marketplace? Because I bet you they will, but what do you have a ballpark figure when you think it might happen?
So we were targeting next fall, not this fall, but next fall. And so we'll see. That's what my goal is. But if it's not next fall, it'll be the following spring, because it does take time to get all of the patterns put in place and the materials and da 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 da. So
huge! It's like a movie coming out. So you're talking about the fall of 2019.
Correct.
If you don't make it, so it goes back another year. But that's all right. Well, look, I wish you good luck on this. I think anybody listening to this story would be just amazed, because there's so much involved in the fashion industry. You know, there's a
very
lot to consider, take into consideration. So good for you. We wish you all the best of luck in that field.
I love
chatting with you, and you'll be back again. We're having continuing conversations with our guest, Renee Murata, who is an amazing lady. So, Renee, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Doug. I enjoyed
chatting with you, and we'll talk again next
week. Likewise.
Okay? All right. Take care. Thank you very much. That's it
for today,
everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next time here on CUTV News Radio, and Renee will be back again in a week. Who knows what we'll be talking with her about next time she comes back, because we're always great subjects with Renee Murata. And keep your eye out for the fashion line, RM Essence. It may end up in the market with that name. Who knows? We'll find out. Thanks for being with us.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.